From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting Tuesday in Vienna was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the group maintains the leverage needed over the government of President Bashar al-Assad, that there is no military solution to the five-year conflict.
There is leverage in the fact that this war will not end for him or for his people without a political settlement. Everybody understands that. That is why the International Syria Support Group came together in the first place. That is why we have the cessation of hostilities we have today and some delivery of humanitarian assistance. Not as good as we want, correct, but it's there because we have some leverage.
Kerry acknowledged no one's satisfied with the fighting in Syria despite a two-month-old cessation of hostilities. He said support group agreed that if a party to the ceasefire persistently violates it, they could be excluded from a future agreement. He also said beginning June 1st, if relief workers are denied humanitarian access, the World Food Program would make arrangements to accelerate airdrops and regular flights to besieged areas. Libyan security forces Tuesday said they recaptured a main checkpoint south of the city of Misrata from fighters of the Islamic State. Libyan military spokesman Mohamed El-Ghazri called the recapture of Abu Ghraib a success, with Libyan forces storming the southern axes, liberating areas of Bugim and Zimzam. He said at least six Libyan personnel were killed in the operation. The North African country's new unity government is trying to assert its authority, hopes to eventually retake Sirte, an IS stronghold, over the past year. This is VOA News. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Baghdad Tuesday, killing nearly 70, wounding dozens. It brings to nearly 200 the number of people killed in the past week. No immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State is suspected. An international conference focused on restarting the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, originally set for May 30th in Paris, is being postponed. President Francois Hollande said the delay is because U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is unable to take part. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Tuesday insisted the U.S. remains interested in moving forward on a two-state solution.
We're not going to turn up our nose at any opportunity to have a constructive dialogue and to perhaps come up with ideas and solutions to get us to a two-state solution. I mean, it's that important. It's that important to us. It's that important to the region, certainly to many other nations around the world.
France is trying to revive the peace effort by first bringing together envoys from 20 countries, the UN and European Union, to set up an agenda for a second round that would involve the Israelis and Palestinians. The Yemeni government has suspended its participation in UN-sponsored peace talks with Iran-backed Houthi rebels, accusing the rebels of not complying with UN resolutions that make matters of power-sharing a negotiated one. Foreign Minister Abdul Malik el-Maklafi Tuesday called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. He accused the Houthis of violating a ceasefire, using the talks as a chance to rearm. The Obama administration is further easing financial sanctions on Myanmar to support the nation's political reform and economic growth and to facilitate U.S. trade with the country also known as Burma. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday the U.S. is retaining other measures.
The United States wants to continue to further incentivize democratic reforms and continue to pressure targeted individuals and entities, including the military, so that the work of reforming that government continues. There obviously is more work that needs to be done. The sanctions that remain in place do serve to pressure those entities that may be advocating for rolling back some of those reforms.
Seven state-owned Myanmar enterprises, three state-owned banks are being removed from the blacklist, but Washington left intact sanctions on the military. The West African country of Ivory Coast Tuesday received more than $15 billion in financial pledges at a donor meeting in Paris as part of a five-year development program. The country still recovering from a devastating post-election 2011 civil war. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced more than 30 athletes could be banned from this year's Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games came back with positive for banned substances. The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the athletes who came from a dozen countries and competed in six events at the Beijing Games. It also will undertake a wider retesting program. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.